Hello. It's late. The world is very quiet now, but I am glad you are here with us. Mike and I were just thinking about something. Something simple, but also a bit complex. We were thinking about people and how we describe a person. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is, Anna. Very interesting. Honestly, it feels like the perfect time to talk about it. The night is gentle and we can just be here. Let's spend some time together. We will share some words, some feelings, talk about what makes us who we are. Not just the physical things, like being tall or having blue eyes, but the inside too, the character traits. It's a gentle invitation. Stay with us.
Yes, we will look at how to answer that old question, what does he look like? And how to talk about being friendly or kind. It's just a quiet flow, no pressure, just some simple English words for our quiet thoughts and for you. We are happy you are here.
To be honest, Anna, sometimes I feel a bit lost when I need to describe a person in English. My vocabulary feels too simple, you know? The other day, I saw a man. He was very short, and he had these amazing bright blue eyes. He looked friendly, very kind, I feel. But I didn't know the words to say all that. I just said, he is a man. Huh.
Honestly, Mike, I understand. That happens to me too. The words, they just escape sometimes. But simple is okay, I feel. Simple words are honest. When you think about someone, maybe they are a smart person, or maybe you want to focus on their character traits, what makes them special inside. For me, kind is a beautiful word. When someone is kind, I feel safe. It's better than being tall, I think.
I agree. Simple is good. Sometimes I imagine a person, and I ask myself, what does he look like? But then I remember, the real person is inside. They might be friendly when you meet them. They might be smart. And those things are what you remember long after you forget if they were tall or short. It's about how they make you feel.
Yes, exactly. We should share more. We should use our words, even simple ones, to share these feelings. Because everyone is special, right? Everyone has their own quiet story. Mike, we used some nice words, like friendly. Friendly, it's a warm word, I feel. What does it mean to you, really?
Friendly? Honestly, friendly to me is like when you are lost and someone smiles at you. It is a quiet help. A friendly smile doesn't cost anything, but it changes the day. It's a good word for when you want to describe a person who makes the world better. And kind, that is similar. A kind person, they do things for other people, quietly. They don't want to meddle. They are just kind.
That is beautiful. Friendly is the smile, and kind is the action. Thank you, Mike. And what about smart? Smart. It feels important, but sometimes it feels distant.
To be honest, smart to me is not just about books. A smart person, they understand things. They understand you. It's a quiet intelligence. They can be friendly and smart at the same time. I know one person like that. They have great character traits. It's a lovely mix, I feel.
I see. Yes. It is about the gentle, clear way they see the world, not shouting their answers, just quietly being smart. I like that very much. It makes me feel a little bit smarter, too. Simple words, but they mean so much.
Anna, let's just imagine something for a moment. Imagine a very quiet morning. You are sitting in a small cafe. The sun is just coming up. You see someone sitting across from you. Maybe they're tall, sitting very straight, or maybe they're a bit short, hiding in a big sweater. It sounds nice, doesn't it? Just watching the world wake up and thinking about the people around us.
It sounds peaceful. In that moment, I feel like I want to know their story. I look at them and I wonder, what does he look like when he's happy? Is he friendly? Does he have a kind heart? Sometimes I imagine that everyone in that cafe is smart in their own way, with their own secret dreams. We all have these character traits that we carry around like hidden treasures.
Honestly, I love that. In my dream, the person across from me has bright blue eyes, and when they look at the sunrise, those eyes just sparkle. They look so kind, so open. You don't even need to speak. You just know that they are a good person. It's a very quiet way to describe a person without using many words, just feeling their presence in the room.
Yes, exactly. It's about the feeling. Whether someone is tall or short, it doesn't really change the peace of the morning, but knowing that people are friendly and smart and gentle, that makes the coffee taste better, I think. It makes the world feel a little bit smaller and much more beautiful, just for a moment.
I feel so calm now. I think it is time for us to just try some of these words together. No pressure, no tests, just you and us in the quiet. I want you to try to say it with me, very softly. Let's start with a beautiful one. Friendly. One more time, softly. Friendly. It's a warm word, isn't it?
It really is. Now, let's try to talk about the inside. The word is kind. Just a whisper. Kind. I feel like that word has a lot of heart. And another one for the people who understand the world, smart. Again, smart. You are doing so well. It's just a sound in the air, but it means so much.
Honestly, you sound very gentle. Let's try a physical one now. Think of someone you know with blue eyes. Let's say it together. Blue eyes. And one more time. Blue eyes. And when you want to know about someone, you ask, what does he look like? Try it slowly. What does he look like? Perfect.
I feel like we are all connected through these sounds. One last word for the soul. Character traits. It's a bit long, but take your time. Character traits. You are a natural. These words are yours now. You can use them to describe your friends, your family, or even the people in your dreams. Just keep them close to your heart.
The air feels so still now. But before we let the night go, let's hold on to these words for just a moment longer. It is like keeping a small light burning. We talked about being tall and short and those beautiful blue eyes that see the world so clearly. It is funny how these small details stay with us.
They do. They stay in the heart. I feel like we found the real magic today in the words like friendly and kind. To describe a person is to really see them. Whether they are smart or just have wonderful character traits, it all matters. It makes them who they are.
Honestly, it does. We know now how to ask, what does he look like? And how to answer with a gentle soul. You have everything you need to share your thoughts about the people you love or the people you meet in the quiet of the night. Well, the moon is high now, and the world is dreaming. I think it is time for us to say goodbye for tonight. I hope you feel a little more peaceful, a little more at home with these words. Thank you for spending this quiet time with Anna and me. It really was a gift.
It was. Honestly, it means a lot to have you here. If you like our quiet chats, if you find peace in our words, please stay with us. Maybe subscribe or leave a soft comment. We would love to hear your thoughts whenever you are ready. We are always here, in the quiet, waiting to talk again.
I feel like we are part of a very gentle community now. Take these words with you into your dreams or into your morning. Remember that being kind is the most beautiful thing you can be. We are doing this together, step by step, word by word. You are not alone on this journey.
Good night, or perhaps have a very calm day. We will see you very soon in the next one. Rest well and stay gentle.
Good night.